Good morning. My guest this morning is Katie Smith, who is going to be talking about a healthcare event on Thursday the 27th, this coming Thursday, 11 to 3, at the Sebastopol Community Center. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Talk about this event. This is an important event for lots of people in Sonoma County.
Yeah, so we're going to be having an enrollment event at the Sebastopol Community Center on Thursday, March 27th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. We are promoting this as a Get Covered Now event, so it's in partnership with West County Health Centers and Redwood Community Health. And so what it's going to be is a place for people who still have yet to sign up for either Covered California, Medi-Cal, and actually CalFresh as well. That's formerly known as food stamps. If you want to apply for any of those programs, you can come, and we're going to have enrollment counselors, county workers, and some CalFresh workers from Catholic Charities will be there as well. So anything you need to get signed up for, basically, you can come get signed up during that time, sort of on a walk-in basis.
So you are what a lot of people in this county have been waiting for a long time, information about these vital services that are being provided. And it's been very difficult to get this information prior to now. So this is it. I note here there's a number of documents that you need to bring. Can you run that down too?
Yeah. So the main thing you're going to want to have with you is a photo ID, preferably a California driver's license, something that proves that you're a California state resident. Otherwise, you should probably bring a piece of mail as well that that proves your California residency, as well as your 2014 income-related documents. So if you have current pay stubs from your job right now, that's good to bring with you if you think that your income for this upcoming, or the current tax year rather, is going to be very similar to your 2013 income, then you can bring your 2013 tax return. And your Social Security numbers for anyone in your family, which is your tax household. Anyone who's applying for health coverage needs to have their Social Security number with them, not necessarily the card, and your residency documents if you're not a U.S. citizen. So really, it's actually not a lot of stuff. Main things are photo ID, Social Security numbers, residency documents, if applicable, and then just, yeah, that projected 2014 income. It's the current tax year. That's what people have to know.
Right. So if you are one of a household full of people who are eligible for any of these benefits, you can act for your whole household?
Ideally, everyone should be there. Uh-huh. But the thing to know about household is that it's always tax household by Covered California standards. And so what that means is anybody who you file taxes with, so married couples are going to be filing jointly, and then any dependents that you claim on your taxes, they're going to be part of your household for seeking health insurance, and everyone in that household, your income all counts together.
So if you are unsure about whether you are eligible for any of these things and maybe can't quite get information to tell you for sure whether you are or not, this is where to come to find out.
Yeah, this is a great time to come. I mean, the enrollment deadline for Covered California is the 31st. So you're coming right up against the deadline now. So we would be happy to take anybody and answer questions and get you all signed up, let you know what you're eligible for. If you want just a little preview, you can go to the Covered California website, which is coveredca.com. And if you click on the resources tab and pull down what's called the shop and compare tool, it's sort of a calculator tool where you can plug in your family size, zip code, income, and it'll basically spit out some results for what you're eligible for. So if you want that little sneak peek, go on the Covered California website, it's coveredca.com, and look at the shop and compare tool to get an idea of what types of plans you're eligible for, and then you can come in, get enrolled with us, or if you don't feel comfortable with a computer, don't have a computer, any number of those issues that we run up against, especially in West County, you can please come to the Sebastopol Community Center on Thursday, 11 to 3.
Great. Katie, thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah.
And let's tell people once again that this event is Thursday, March 27th, 11 to 3 at the Sebastopol Community Center on Morris. For information on the telephone, 869-8256. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.